Vectis Radio.
What's happening now, Maggie?
Oh, we've got the lovely Huxley here.
Well, hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
We're fine, thank you. And you?
Yes, very well, thank you. Sorry, yeah, a bit late trying to get over from the beach here.
That's all right. Yeah. You weren't lounging around on the beach, though.
Not at all. No, it's very windy today down there at the beach. Yeah.
No, but if you look into your radio, you might be able to see the flashing hat.
That's you can't see that over there.
Well, it's quite a hat, that. Only you could carry that off.
It's a digital display hat, and it's sometimes I've got eyes on there. Sometimes I've got
a tiger
hat's quite good, and then various different displays, and I often have available for kids' parties, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, you name it.
Very good. Yes. So what have you got for us, Huxley?
So, I've just come from the beach. So one of my obviously being award-winning Isle of Wight comedy magician. You know what that means?
It's funny.
If you don't find it funny, hopefully you'll find it amazing. That's basically where we go.
Generally, it's funny.
I'm an award-winning comedy magician, but I'm also a fossil tour guide.
Yes.
And for the last 4 years, I've been out there and winning awards for the companies that I've been working for. The White Coast Fossils, these are my team. And we've got a couple of books out, actually. Megan Jacobs has just released the Isle of Wight Fossils book.
And
it's fantastic. And a lot of my fossils are actually featured in
there. Right, got sort of photos of these fossils?
Fantastic, like clean cut fossils to give you an idea of the types of fossils, not only that experts and fossil hunters are finding, but a lot of the amateur fossil hunters, some of the tourists that have just sort of come off the beach and sort of said, is this something? And it's like, yes, that is. Yeah. And it turns out that's something beautiful.
So the south coast, particularly the island around Compton, is very rich in fossils, isn't it?
Well, we've got 360 degrees of coastline, so we're quite sort of rich on the sort of fossil front. If you imagine, the island has a giant thin strip of chalk that runs through the middle of the island.
Yes.
And so that's where our needles are on the west coast there. And that goes all the way through the middle of the island, dips down in Newport, and then pops over to around as it goes through Yavelland. As it goes from Yavelland, you see the cliff change colour.
Yes.
And so that piece of chalk, that's about 80 million years old.
Oh, is that all?
It's marine deposits, so that's underneath the sea, if you will.
Yeah.
And then if you go below that, anything that's south of that, that would be dinosaur territory. So we call it the Western Formation, Wessex Formation, and it's part of the Wilden Group. And we've got, that's where dinosaurs, 125 million years ago, we were the land on the Isle of Wight. But then if you go a little bit lower than that, where you get sort of from Haverfield and going down to the peak of the island at St. Catherine's Point, that's back in the marine territory. So you get your ammonites, your giant car tyres, tyre-sized ammonites and that. Our fella Jackie's got a book written on that, actually.
They're quite big, aren't they, those ammonites?
Huge, like sometimes tractor tyre size, but we don't,
really?
Usually car tyre size is what I've been in a three-man team to help get a car tyre size one up a cliff, and it's a lot of effort.
They are solid rock at the end of the day.
they are, and it's usually the rocks that have fallen and they're between the tide lines. So anything that's between the tide lines is fair game. But as a responsible fossil person, generally a paleonto, I wouldn't call myself a paleontologist, but a sort of a guide, I have to practice what I preach, and I have to sort of tell the people, stay off the cliff, stay away from the cliff.
We
lose 1 to 3 metres of our coastline to erosion each year.
Yeah.
And so huge lumps the size of cars sort of fall down the cliff, usually daily. So when you see Compton and they roll their towels out and they lean against and they're sort of like sunbathing against the base of the cliff.
You think, no, don't do that.
It scares me. It really scares me. It feels like it's going to be a Darwin Award kind of thing.
But once those lumps have fallen off, then they're fair game for people.
If they've hit the beach and then they're the right kind of material. A lot of people say, do you go fossil hunting after a storm? And yes, the answer is, but I go after a tide, after the storm, because you want the sea to come up. grab everything, wash and machine it, and then spit it back into the form of beautiful clean stones for you to just pick up off the beach.
Yeah. Right, yes, because it'll come down a lot of mud and
that makes
and
a lot soil. Of sense,
clay,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Paleo soils, they call it. Yeah, different coloured clothes.
So could people book up these tours?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. So there's about four sort of factions of fossil huntery sort of tour guides and stuff across the island. I say I'm with the White Coast Fossils, the best. Other fossil hunting groups are available. And but yeah, I've last year I put together obviously my magic skills and my fossil skills, so we put them together, and I am now running Magic Fossil Tour Adventures.
Oh wow!
So I've combined my magic close-up skills with all of my sort of paleo sort of tips and tricks, and I do this at two locations because of that chalk barrier that we talked about. You can't really find dinosaur pieces on the north side of the island, but if you're up on Thorness Bay, Baldner, Fort Victoria, that's all sort of it's the Eocene. It's about 34 million years old, so you can find crocodile teeth, turtle shell and mammal bones like Barothodontids. They're like think sort of fat capybaras, like little mini hippos.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, Barothlodontids and Paleothe. I'm going to be murdering these names, but yeah, I point to them in my book. Yeah. And I can,
one of them.
Yeah, I can't pronounce them very well.
So, I mean, crocodiles are a very ancient species, aren't they? To be fossilised but still around.
So, when we're down at Compton, 125 million years old, we know that because they did lead uranium isotope testing on a turtle. Yeah. Mm. I had to, I got into an argument with a flat earther about carbon dating, so I had to learn all about that. So,
all right.
If you're, but even 125 million years old, we still find amongst the dinosaur bones crocodile teeth. So we had about five types of giant species of crocodiles that lived at the same time as dinosaurs. And so, yeah, we find the teeth because of it. So.
And they still exist. That's what they're made
of. Yeah, they're still very much the same. Yeah, sort of. I think if you get... they call them living fossils. Sharks, horseshoe crabs, they've just not changed. If your environment has no need for you to evolve, if you will, then you are a perfect design according to nature.
Yes, because haven't they found up in, I think it's the Arctic, a shark they reckon is 500 years old?
Quite likely, yeah. I mean, the animal species and their lengths of time and how they live is sometimes dependent, a bit like those Galapagos Island tortoises.
Yes.
They're about 200 odd years old because of the environments that they are around. And sometimes it's the metabolism.
Mm.
I know that sizes sometimes were dependent on, like, say, oxygen. Levels and stuff,
and lack of predators, hopefully.
So the megalodon, so there's this a giant shark, and it's the bit that all the kids talk about. But the meg never really sort of came into play until after the dinosaurs had died out. So there'd been the big old Yucatan Peninsula, and then after that there wasn't very much going on. And then it gave rise to one shark to eat everything, and then that became the Meg, the giant Meg.
Right.
So, but they weren't around at the same time as... Because, again, there would have been other predators to take them down before they got that
stuff. Absolutely fascinating. Mm. And I think we could just wander down to Compton Beach and find evidence of this sort of stuff.
Well, you can, and a lot of people have been chatting to me about this and sort of saying, I've been walking along the beach, I don't ever find anything. And I personally spent 3 days going around the island, going to the beaches, which I now do fossil tours at, and I couldn't find anything either. So unless you know what to look for.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So a guide, you're coming on a fossil tour, generally just do a fossil tour if you learn a little bit about, and every beach is different.
Yeah.
So the local knowledge from different fossil sort of locations can be really helpful. So
how do people book up?
Well, you can definitely you can book up with my Magic Fossil Tours through literally typing Magic Fossil Tours online, and a lot of them you'll see them pop up. But I'm at Huxley Magic, so you can go facebook.com/HuxleyMagic or huxleymagic.co.uk. And you can also do, obviously, the White Coast Fossils website there. You can book up through us. But there, I believe, we are featured on most of the fossil groups. So you've got Love the Isle of Wight. I think they're on Red Funnels activities and things
to
do. And love the, yes, they love the, there was a few of them, Visit Isle of Wight, there was a few of them. And you can see links to most of these. But on the magic fossil tours, the fun tours, that's a, we've got experts in various different fields depending on which fossils that you're specifically really into. But
so what magic have you got for us?
Right, magic, right, so there, yes, so magic and the radio obviously doesn't go hand in hand.
No.
We've done a few things over the years. And the way that I've done it before is I've almost shown you a trick and you've had to verify and commentate on what's going on, because a lot of the magic is visual. So I thought, what could we do that is just completely not, like, it has nothing to do with anything. So I've got a piece of, I'm going to bust open. Oh, look at this. I've got a mystery fossil pack. This is a complete Huxley Magic's invention here.
Right.
Well, I say invention. It's a collection of five different Isle of Wight fossils and geodes. So there's crystals here on the island.
Right.
So little sparkly crystals. Ceramic dice to play a game, and a 3D printed pencil dice. This is one of my weird and wonderful inventions.
Interesting.
So you can take that and you spin it like that. Obviously, do it like that. And then it lands. Oh, you got a four. Well done. And it lands on the number. And then you've also got a collection of fossils. There's a couple of key rings. They are scale replicas of our foot casts down at the dinosaur foot cast, the proof that there. And then there's instructions and information about the Isle of Wight fossils. And then there's a free gift. Now, I'm going to pass that to Kevin, see if he can recognise it. Any ideas?
Oh, wow. Well, I could describe it.
Go on.
A lady in a hood and cape carrying a basket.
That's one design. I should have brought a couple of packs to show you a couple of different designs. Any ideas as to what it might be, though? Do you know the item in question? What is it made out of? Do you know?
Well, it looks like it's made out of some kind of ceramic.
It is. It's ceramic. A little tiny ceramic item. Any idea?
Did you make it?
No.
No?
Is it Red Riding Hood?
It is. Believe that one is Red Riding Hood. but do you not know that the item in question is called it's actually a Wade Whimsy. That is a Wade
Whimsy. Oh, I have heard of Wade Whimsies,
So I, being into ceramics for another one of my fingers in many pies, I create some of the ceramic items that you can find in my kits, pendants and that, and in this case a dice. I have my father-in-law work, he's a top ceramicist, a mosaic ceramicist, and whilst learning under his tuition, my partner Rose, she's into ceramics as well, and teaching my boys, Herbie and Teddy, how to do what Pampa, we call him, is a granddad. What granddad does to make his ceramic stuff. We're often up in Stoke-on-Trent doing stuff, and Phil collects ceramic in any way, shape or form. Broken old shards, and he uses it as part of his mosaic. So anytime anyone breaks a plate or whatever, they often give him the crockery bits.
Yeah, I have a broken plate.
Yeah, and he, for some reason, he knows where the Wade Whimsy dumps are. And as I understand it, as a child, he sent Rosa down holes to go and pick up, and has buckets of these Wade Whimsies, of which I was given a bucket and told to disperse them in any way, shape or form.
Right.
So
okay.
They became a free gift, and everyone of a certain age, as soon as I bust them out, they go, oh, it's a Wade Whimsy. And yeah, there's a love for tiny ceramic items.
I've heard of them, I've never seen one before.
So yes, well, I'll leave, this is a fossil pack for you guys. So
thank
I'll leave it there. Right, so magic. So we're going to do some magic, and so I've got a very basic magic one. All I need you to do is, if everyone can do this, in your mind, I'd like you to think of a two-digit number. So let's go for a number under, say, between up to 50. So there we go. And let's make, so two digits. Both digits, let's make them different, and let's make both of them odd, right? So odd, both digits are odd, different digits. Between 1 and 50. Have you got a number in your mind?
Yeah.
You got your number in your mind. Right, I want you to shout it out on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
37.
What'd you say?
37.
Oh, nice. What'd you say?
37.
37. What'd you say?
23.
Right, hang on a minute. Two digits, both of them odd.
Two is not odd. Two is
odd. Sorry, because there's plenty of people out there, I'm sure, in Radioland that have probably done the same thing. So I'll explain the concept behind this, because sometimes the concept is far more impressive than the trick, if you will. We're going to try it again, but this time what we're going to do is we're going to do another two-digit number, but let's do a different range, right? So let's do this time 50 to 100. right? And for the Stutes, there's another 10, another few numbers there, I should say. And then let's make, instead of we did odd last time, let's do even.
Okay.
So both digits different and even.
Right.
Yeah, between 50 and 100. Got right. one? Everyone got yep. one? Locked in? You locked in?
Yep.
Okay, shout out your number on three. One, two, three.
66.
84. Oh, 84. Yep. Oh, that's a good one. What did you say, 66?
Yeah.
60, what did you say?
60.
60. Oh, right, okay. So I've actually written down 68 on this one, so I didn't do very well on this one. Okay, last go. Okay, so I'm going to ask you two primer questions. The primer questions, I don't want you to think about too much. I just want you to answer off the top of the head. But it doesn't matter what your answer is. There's no right or wrong answer for okay. the primer questions, okay? So the first one is, as soon as you hear the question, shout out your answer. Right, ready? Favourite colour?
Blue.
Red.
Is it? Because sometimes people copy off of people. It might not be. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, right. 2 plus 2?
4.
Oh, you're all good on that one. Okay, right. Name a vegetable. Go.
Carrot.
Carrot.
Cabbage.
I love you being the odd one out, Maggie. Yeah, what is that prediction, sir?
Carrot.
Carrot, right, okay. So what have I done here? This is, it's statistical more than anything
yes.
else. They're the likelihoods. And what I've done is I've framed it very specifically to guide you along a path. The first one, what I am trying to usually go for, the majority of the people that do this one say 37, but it's because of the wording that I used. So the qualifying question was it needed to be a number between 0 and 50. So straight away, because it's a two-digit number, we've lost the first 10 numbers. So it's only between 1 and 40. Second then qualifier was that it had to be odd digits, so then you lose the rest of the even numbers that yeah. are there, so you've only got your 30s to play with really, and you can't really have 50 beyond 50, so you could have some of the teens, but no one ever thinks right. of the teens, so realistically your range is going to be 30, so 31, 33, 37, 35, because both digits have to be on odd, and because most people count sequentially in order, then for some reason, 3 and 5 doesn't come up as much as 3 and 7
yeah.
because people like to think of differing numbers.
Right.
So 37 is the one, if you say...
It's too complicated.
Well...
So it's the qualifier. The yeah. second round that we did, because we've gone up to the even numbers and it's yeah. the second bit,
yeah.
then again, you go for the sequential. So 6 and 8 as usual. But I think you said 84, 82...
84.
And that one, that's the second one that usually gets said. The third one, for some reason, loads of people say carrot. And okay. it's very strange as yeah. to why.
There's no real reason why.
It's often because it's C, again, sequential because of the alphabets and stuff. Asparagus yeah. doesn't come up as much in most people's minds.
No, it's horrible.
But you're an outlier. But sometimes you get outlier and outlier. So it's this one, is, it, but it gives people a chance to test that at home whilst we're doing it, if okay. they were.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for all you do, entertainment-wise, and all kinds of things across the island.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.